Did you just look at your face in the mirror? If you look, what you see directly is just skin, hair, and eyes. That's all you see. And if you looked inside, if someone opened your skull up, look, you'd just see neurons and so forth. But what you know firsthand that you cannot see is your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, your love of music, your mood. It's all VR experience. No physical object, including my body, is conscious. Strictly speaking, my brain isn't conscious because my brain, in fact, doesn't even exist unless I render it.
Thank you. Thank you.
as rich as our world seems, we know that there's a rich possibility of conscious experiences that we can't even concretely imagine. But consciousness itself, on this theory, is exploring all these possibilities. And right now we're sort of stuck on this little headset. Three dimensions, small amount of color that we can see, and so forth. We thought it was the whole world. No, it's a little headset. It's a prison. My imagination is stuck in only three dimensions. My colors are stuck in a certain range. Now here's the challenge. Suppose we chase that down. So we say, okay, there's going to be this ongoing dynamics of consciousness constantly going beyond what it knows. But there's going to be a dark side to it, because going into the unknown means letting go of what you know. And that can be terrifying, where literally you don't have concepts. All of your current concepts are inadequate. For those who meditate, I mean, when you go into silence, it's both healing and terrifying, right? If you really let go of all thoughts, you can go into the void. It can be scary. Like, you want to go back into, you grab back on your, it's a life jacket, right? You grab onto your teddy bear, your thoughts. How would consciousness, precisely this vast social network, project mathematically into space-time? Clearly there's a projection. I'm interacting with Tom's consciousness. I'm not seeing that consciousness. I'm seeing skin, hair, and eyes. I'm seeing a space-time projection. I'm not actually seeing your emotions. I'm not seeing your mood. But I am genuinely interacting with your experiences. It's a genuine interaction. And so there is a projection from this conscious realm into space-time. We can take what we understand in the headset and pull it backwards. If we can project from consciousness to the headset, then we can try at least to go from the headset and pull backwards. It's a fallible enterprise, but it may help us to open our minds to the possibilities for deeper theories of what's going on outside the headset. So the reason I'm doing this is because I can't even imagine a specific color that I've never seen before. I can't imagine in four dimensions. In other words, I take it as a given that I'm deeply, deeply limited in my imagination. And I need all the tools I can get to help me step outside of my headset and try to guess the unfathomable outside of it.
Do you find any difference between one half of your body as opposed to the other half?
Well, I have a sort of a wavering tendency. I don't know which half is trying to get into the other half, but somehow or other, and I seem to be going like that.
One half.
It's a very pleasant feeling of nausea, and
And why did you laugh? Why did you laugh?
Because the rug seems to be billowing, pulsating.
Can you influence that pulsation? Hold your breath, for instance. Take a deep breath, hold it. Did you stop the pulsation?
More or less.
Breathe out. Did it change again?
Well, just it gets clever, that's all.
Clever?
Yeah.
In what way does the rug becomes clever?
It seems to feel that I'm going to watch it.